Greetings, it's the Happy Jammer, and welcome to episode 4 of the Frozen Podcast. And this is going to be a brief one. So, we are broadcasting live on the eve of the public release of the movie Frozen 2. It is technically coming out November 22nd, but some countries and places have it a day or two early. And obviously there were the early screenings that happened over the past month. So, I'm your host, Happy Jammer, and I have just one guest today. We got Jay of Blue.
Good evening, I'm Jay of Blue.
Yes, absolutely. So it's just the two of us here. We're gonna go quick through these news and the news and announcements as we missed the past month. So very first thing, what happened since the past month is we are now on several platforms. So you can listen to the app. On Apple Podcasts, listen on Spotify, listen on Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, Radio Public, Anchor, and Breaker. These are all platforms that the Frozen Podcast is on. You can listen to the first 3 episodes. They're all on there right now. So, and again, thank you guys so much for keeping up with us and our shenanigans. And I greatly appreciate the support. Now, let's move on to some community news. So, there are 2 big things going on here in the Frozen fandom community. We got Arendelle Odyssey and Frozen Fanzine Fundraiser. If you don't know what these things are, basically they are huge tributes to the franchise that we all love, made by several members of the Frozen community. Arendelle Odyssey is basically this huge documentary of how sort of documentary of how Frozen fans and, you know, the community grew from the first film. And Frozen Fanzine is basically a fundraiser. So these are 2 separate events. If you look at the screen, you see 4 Discord users. Nana Draws and Frost Harmonic are basically the head honchos heading up Arendelle Odyssey. So if you're interested in contributing to that project, you can see at the background is some of the work in progress that they've been doing. You can contact them via private message. And as for the Frozen Fanzine fundraiser, we have Snow and Iron the Jedi. They're the ones running that project. So if you want to go and give them a private message, if you want to inquire into Frozen Fanzine, you can go ahead and do so. Alright, so without further ado, let's go into the news that we missed the past month. So, the Frozen soundtrack was released.
Huzzah.
Jay, what do you think? I presume you've listened to some of it.
I've listened to tidbits here and there. I haven't bought the entire collection. I've only listened to what's been publicly released.
Oh, yes, and I think
the music so far is okay.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing that I can say that caught my eye, caught my ear.
The only time I've listened to the music is Into the Unknown, the first look that they published last month. And I really like that song. I haven't watched the film. I'm going to actually see the film tonight. But I don't know. It didn't give me the same like oomph vibes as Let It Go, but Maybe my mind's gonna change when I watch it.
When I watched it, there wasn't nothing that said that came to me to think this is going to be the Let It Go of Frozen 2. In my opinion, there was nothing there of that sort.
All right, that's
but
that's
the fair. Music isn't terrible.
No, it's not terrible at all. Christopher Beck did a wonderful job.
It's not terrible music, but it's not.
Are you talking about the lyrics songs, or are you talking about the score?
A bit of both.
Really? I really like the score. I
think the score at times could be good at certain scenes. But overall, like I said, the music isn't fantastic, but it's not terrible.
All right, that's fair. I mean, you're the one who has actually watched the film, so I presume you have a better idea of what to expect better than me, but I'm certainly looking forward to it. At least it's the same people from the first film who did this music, okay?
Yes.
Disney didn't hire some third-party people to rush a sequel, right? Because I think this is only the second time that Walt Disney Animation Studios has done a sequel to one of their films.
Right. Well, they have done direct-to-video sequels.
Right, with Aladdin. But they're developed by another studio entirely, so that doesn't count. But I understand where you come from. Yeah.
I think the only legit sequel was Fantasia.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is technically an animation studios film. That's kind of crazy. This is like the only like second or third sequel that the studio's ever made. Kind of crazy.
And I think it's because Walt Disney, I think his philosophy was to keep everything original, if I remember correctly.
I see. So I guess they just delegate all the sequels to Pixar, I'm guessing.
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. It's like Walt Disney Animation is like the only studio within the Disney's helm that doesn't just blurt out sequels just because, right? I mean, obviously Pixar's great, but you know, when you have a fourth Toy Story film and a third Cars film, and you know, there's a point where it's like, okay.
Yeah, there is no sequel besides Fantasia and Frozen 2. This is their only sequel. One of two sequels, I meant.
Alright, good to know. So what other news we got? So we have a podcast, not our podcast, but is a podcast made by ABC. It's titled Inside Frozen 2. It's basically a podcast version of a behind-the-scenes documentary in regards to Frozen. They released the first episode, I believe, yesterday. You can find it on at least Apple Podcasts. I'm pretty sure it's on other platforms as well. I have not listened to it. I do plan to listen to it after I watch the movie. So hopefully you guys will do that as well. What happened earlier this month was the world premiere at the red carpet, both at LA, and then I believe a week later they had a London premiere as well. Again, that's all that really happened. People got to see it early. And I guess that's, I assume, how a lot of people, a lot of critics gave their first impressions already. If I'm correct, those are non-spoiler reviews, right?
Yes.
All right, absolutely.
Almost every single review I've read or watched has explicitly stated at the beginning they were non-spoiler. And they will not talk about the spoilers of the film until, I believe, a week after the film releases. I do not know if it's because of an NDA or just because of no spoiler culture.
I see. Is it a week after the film's
official film releases.
Okay, so a week from tomorrow, I guess.
Yes.
All right. That's a fair assumption. And last but not least, other news. Kristen Bell, Idina Menzel, who voice, of course, Anna and Elsa in Frozen, they got their stars. They both jointly got stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Good for them. Was it together?
Was it a one star or
no? They had two separate stars, but
got it.
Their ceremonies were together. Which is pretty interesting and fitting. I'm actually surprised that Kristen Bell does not have a star yet. I always thought she had a star, but I guess she didn't, considering that she starred in so many films before Frozen.
But the thing is that in order to get this star,
I'm not sure how you get the star, to be honest. I don't know what the qualification for it is.
Requirements.
Oh, you're searching it up now? All
right. Yeah, I'm searching it up right now.
Yeah. But
they have to be famous for 5 years, and they have to be part of television, music, radio, theater, and the music industry.
and or? These
no,
are ors.
And. Right? No, really? These are ands.
So, wait, Kristen Bell was in a musical? I didn't know this.
I think it's because Frozen is technically part of a musical.
Okay, I guess logic makes sense.
Yeah, she was. She was part of Broadway.
Oh, Broadway, okay. Because I know Idina Menzel was Broadway.
Kristen Bell did about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven Broadways.
Oh,
seven
I didn't
theaters.
Know.
Her last one was in 2014 in a musical called Hair. She's done two music videos, Matter Red and Something's Coming for Us. She's been part of video games, surprisingly, and has voiced characters in Assassin's Creed.
Oh, I think I heard about that. Yeah, she voiced someone in that game.
And then her film out, she's been in many TV shows.
TV shows, obviously, Veronica Mars and
Veronica Mars, and Heroes, Gossip Girl, Cleveland Show.
She even voiced someone in Teen Titans Go, the movie, right? She did.
Yes, Jade Wilson.
Jade Wilson. All right.
And then
I feel like we're going.
Else, yeah. So yeah. That's good for her.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. Good for them.
Especially for Adele. Oh God, I can't pronounce
her
name right.
Yeah, Adele Dazeem. Yes. No, you're not John Travolta. Anyway, so good for Idina Menzel too. Considering that she's an excellent singer, regardless of what you think of the music of this film, she certainly deserves this star and certainly deserves the talent that she has, most definitely. And yeah, so that was the news that we missed the past month. What else? And so we switch over to the reviews. So these are the reviews that I screenshotted as of yesterday from Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes. And
IMDb?
I didn't put IMDb because that is all users and not critics. So so these scores are not bad. If compared to the first film, it's a little lower than the first film, but it's not a disaster. People are saying like, "Oh no, the sequel sucks."
It's been fluctuating.
Yeah,
the highest I've seen is at 81.
81. Oh yeah, that's what I saw 83. I think 2 days ago.
So I think in about a month, the number should start stabilizing, and I think the average should be around 80. That's what I'm going to go by.
All right, that's... as more people review it and stuff, it's going to stick
to it. Yeah, as more people review it, and then, you know, the film is pulled out, and people can just finally say, all right, this is what we think of the movie.
Right, so this is all just pre-release reviews. It's interesting that it's certified fresh. I would expect it to just be regular fresh. Why is it so? I don't know what the qualifications are to be certified fresh, because I know that that's different from the regular one. If you don't know the answer to that, that's fine. You can look it up. What else? This is an article from Bloomberg, these screenshots that I took. Frozen 2 is set to heat up box office in need of hits. And yeah, this holiday season, Disney's gonna basically dominate the box office. I mean, I'm sure, and with Star Wars and Frozen 2. I don't know what other movies are coming. I know Tom Hanks is coming out.
Coming out this weekend.
Yeah, that one's coming out too. So it will be interesting to see the dynamic on, in regards to the opening weekend, which movie does better. I mean, I don't have a doubt that Frozen 2 will do better than, Mr. Rogers' film. I don't know what other animated family films are going to be out this weekend or that just recently came out. So Frozen 2 is basically going to occupy that space.
Yeah, for these kind of movies, yes, it will be.
So what the prognosticators or the pundits or whatever, they're projecting that the opening weekend is going to deliver Frozen 2 about $115 to $145 million in the box office, which is pretty good, straight in the hit territory. I forget what the record for Frozen was, the original one.
It was $1 billion.
No, that's the total. I'm talking about the opening weekend.
Let me pull that up.
In comparison, The Incredibles 2, which released last year, that opening weekend was $187 million. It doesn't really matter regardless. It's still well in the territory of this being a hit movie. There's no way that this is going to be a flop.
But I'm wondering if this is a hyping well movie, will this make Disney start considering to make more sequels to their mainline movies, to their princess movies? Or if it's not performing as well as Frozen 1 or to what they expected, will this tell them, yeah, we're not going to do direct sequels anymore?
Yeah. I honestly don't see that last scenario you just said happening, only because... I'm honestly not sure if this is going to break Frozen's record of $1.2 billion, right? But I can easily see this go up to, like, $600 million, which is still excellent. Like, it's easily going to reach almost $1 billion, if it's not going to reach $1.2 billion. That's how I see this. Who knows? Maybe people got saturated with Frozen for 6 years so much that they actually don't show up for this one.
Yeah, that's another fear I've heard some reviewers express, that because Disney has over-saturated all of Frozen with their toys, their shorts, especially in regards to the shorts, that people are just exhausted from
it. Oh, yeah, the shorts, like a Fever and Olaf's Frozen Adventure. Yeah.
Kind of like how Star Wars is starting to suffer from the fact that there is so much Star Wars content coming out now.
Oh, yeah, and you got The Mandalorian with Disney. I mean, we'll get to Disney Plus in a bit, but...
Yeah.
But bottom line is that this will certainly be a box office hit, but I don't know if it's going to be as big as Frozen. Because Frozen was just, like, a viral phenomenon. Like, it went beyond just being a hit movie. It was, like, it went viral. Like, Let It Go was, like, number 4 on the hit top 100 Billboard chart. Like it was that big, right? I don't know if this film is going to match that. But we'll see.
Yeah, we just have to wait and see.
I'm still excited. Like, I still get goosebumps every time I see these any new footage, any new trailer, because it's, from what I can, I know you already watched the film, but from what I can see, it's basically what I wanted. And if Frozen had a sequel, it's kind of what I wanted. It's exploring Elsa's powers, and it's an adventure. It's not some typical princess, you know, trope thing.
Exactly.
I like that. I like that kind of story.
Because
so.
From my understanding, Disney's trying to get away from that. They're trying to keep their princess line existing, but they don't know how to continue it without relying on the tropes.
Right, exactly. I mean, and Frozen, there's a reason why the Frozen merchandise is a separate brand from the rest of the princesses, because it's Frozen is just a different animal in itself. Obviously Rapunzel and Merida and, you know, Jasmine, they're all bundled in the princess lineup, but Frozen's its own thing. And yep. I guess with this film, they're really emphasizing that, hey, this isn't just a princess film. This is, you know, two strong female leads. Yeah, it's an epic. Exactly. Hopefully not like Star Wars.
I'm hoping it's going to be like, How to Train Your Dragons.
Yeah, I love How to Train Your Dragon. It's one of the few DreamWorks films that I actually really like. Other than it's Shrek and How to Train Your Dragon. Everything else is like mad to me. Anyway, I'm going off on a DreamWorks tangent. Whatever. Oh, so there are two books, actually three books, that I've released between the last podcast and now. So the first one is Forest of Shadows. I'm definitely going to get the audiobook immediately after watching the movie. And
That's been out for a while.
A Forest of Shadows? I thought it was released like a month ago.
Yeah, it's been out for a while.
Oh, okay. I mean, so we haven't had a podcast in a month, so I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. This hasn't really released since we last had one of these. Force of Shadows, I believe, based off of the brief summary that I read about it, it's like, it takes place between the two movies, Frozen 1 and 2. Other than that, I don't know. And I'm not sure if this is the... I'm not sure if it's the exact same forest as the forest in Frozen 2, but judging by the fact that it says, oh, it's at between the first and second, it's probably not. Anyway, I guess I have to read it to see. The second book is The Art of Frozen 2. So this is basically a documentary about the behind the scenes of Frozen and its development, but in paper form. You get to see a lot of concept art and a lot of spoilers. So there are some crazy people. Oh, what were you gonna say, Jay?
I would say I'm gonna have a lot of fun with that because there were some beautiful designs and shots in the movie, and I just want to see the alternate interpretations they had.
Oh, okay. To go off on a tangent, since you watched the movie, what do you think of the visuals? Like, is it a lot better than Frozen 1?
So, the visuals of the movie are fantastic. They are gorgeous.
Yes.
The most beautiful movie Disney has ever produced, in my opinion. And I don't know if it's because of the inspiration of Norway, since Norway has a lot of beautiful landscapes. And so
Norway is just beautiful. If Yepy was here, he would attest to that. It's beautiful.
I don't know if it's because they have more liberty to express the artistic form with an animated movie through a live action movie, but this movie is gorgeous.
I think part of it too is that this movie has like a fall forest kind of theme rather than
just ice,
because although the ice looks very beautiful, right, in the first film, it's all like the same kind of color, right? There wasn't much variation in the scenery. Here you get a lot more variation, the contrast of the colors based on this, at least the trailers, they look a lot better, a lot more fleshed out. And it's using the new engine, the new Big Hero 6 engine. I think it's called Hyperion. They first used it in Big Hero 6 onward. And they actually did use it for Frozen Fever and all of Frozen Adventures. So you can clearly tell the difference in the quality over the years in terms of Frozen content between the first film and now, which is something you can appreciate. But anyway, out of that tangent, The Art of Frozen 2 is out. Make sure you get it after you watch the film, okay? Don't be crazy and purchase it and read everything in that book before watching the movie, because that's... I don't know who in the right mind would do that unless you're a leaker or something. Anyway, and the last book, which I did not put in the slideshow because the pictures of it were too blurry, was The Conceal Don't Feel. So this is basically
an official fanfic.
Yeah, it's an official fanfic. It's basically, what if Elsa and Anna never met, or what if Elsa and Anna were not sisters? What was the prompt exactly?
Going off of Amazon, it implies that Anna's just missing.
Anna's just missing. Okay. So if they never met. Okay.
From my understanding, they removed Anna from a young age from Elsa.
So they are related, but they just don't know.
This is what I'm understanding. Okay. The prompt.
Okay.
Sorry.
That is certainly an interesting prompt, even though I've read like 8 billion variations fanfics of that same prompt in fan fictions. But I'll certainly read that as well. The audiobook is also available, so I'll be sure to listen to that as well.
And apparently it's supposed to be a twisted tale.
Twisted
so, tale. Oh, so interpret that as you will.
I don't know what twisted tale means in that context. Like, oh, is Anna evil? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out too.
All right. Anyways, regardless, I can't wait to see this film. I know you saw this film already, and certainly you had both your criticisms and your praise of it. I can't believe I'm going to see it tonight. My heart's still beating from just thinking about it. Anyway, I believe that is all for Frozen News, but I have a brief discussion here regards to Disney Plus. So, Disney Plus release between last podcast and now, and it's basically a competitor to Netflix and Apple TV Plus and Amazon Prime Video and HBO Max, and okay, I could go on, but people need to stop making stream services, all right? So Disney Plus is basically a streaming service, obviously, that combines basically all of Disney's huge, massive media empire and bring it to your TV or your computer for $5.99 a month. This includes their recent purchases of National Geographic, The Simpsons, that's both as a result of 20th Century Fox purchase, as well as obviously their Pixar collection, obviously the Walt Disney Animation Studios stuff, Disney Channel shows, you name it. It's all in there. And as you can see on the screen there, almost immediately after the release of Disney Plus, thousands of accounts got hacked. And accounts are being sold online for as little as $3, according to Washington Post. Why? Disney, fix your security. This is the release of your new streaming service, and then you just mess it up in the worst way possible by having thousands of accounts hacked.
I mean, there are other companies that have messed up in the same fashion too, so we can't just say Disney's the only one that's happening.
Okay, that's fair.
But yeah, this is a really horrific mess up for Disney, especially considering, like you said, this is their streaming service. You expect them to give this all their, give everything they got.
I know this was like years in the making. This is a years in the making streaming service, and just on like the first week. Anyway.
Someone has just joined us.
Someone has. Oh, who is this?
This is Firebird.
Oh, Firebird, welcome. Yeah, we kind of breezed through most of the stuff that we need to cover. So, hey, everybody, this is Firebird. He has joined in. Say hi, Firebird.
Hello.
So, we're talking about Disney Plus right now. If you can't see the VOD, what do you think about Disney Plus? What do you think?
I really like all the stuff that's on it. But I've actually, like, at my college at least, there's been issues, like, streaming. It'll just cut out and, like, stop. So far, I mean, I like all the content that's on it, but that's, I don't like it cutting out.
I'm not sure what the issue to that is.
Honestly, probably my college's internet, so.
that's probably it. I mean, I haven't heard that much issues with it. What I've heard much more issues about other than the hacking of accounts was there are certain shows where the aspect ratio is like really messed up.
So it's really?
So it's like old episodes of The Simpsons, for example, at 4:10 ratio, and then then it cuts out at like 16:9. So like, it's basically, you're just looking at the center of the picture.
Yes, I've heard massive that some monster. Jokes, some films, some shows, and some jokes are being ruined by the forced perspective change.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and another thing that people are riled up about is the whole, I guess, triggered Snowflake controversy with the, with Disney putting out the, putting warnings to old classic Disney films about the culturally insensitive content.
Mm.
I honestly don't mind at all. It's like, yeah, it's good. Fine. It's good. Yeah, it's fine. Some people are mad about it though. I don't understand why.
That doesn't bug me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it shouldn't bother you.
People. This is a controversy that shouldn't be a controversy. But the fact of the matter is that we're not going to go around and say, Birth of a Nation, that was a good movie. You know, we're not going to say Birth of a Nation is a good movie now.
No, it's not. It's not.
You know, they have to understand these films were made in a time where these stereotypes, such as the Peter Pan Redskin stereotypes, okay, that stereotype comes from when cowboys would scalp the heads of Native Americans and their heads would bleed, hence the name Redskin.
Oh god. Wasn't there another thing with Song of the South as well where there were insensitive depictions?
The Song of the South is pretty much a movie glorifying slavery.
Yeah, and then obviously, and then in the most extreme cases is obviously the World War II related stuff that Disney made.
Which a lot of that stuff is taken out of context and it's actually anti-Nazi, but...
Yeah,
but people confuse it because it's weird. Is that on Disney Plus, by the way? Can you stream that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I have not looked, but I would guess not.
Okay. Because they got everything. They apparently even have, like, episodes of The Recess.
Wait, that's remember? Disney?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was. I'm sorry.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember that when I was, like, 5 years old. That's on Disney Plus. I can watch the entire series of that. And then of course, obviously, all the Disney Channel shows and whatnot. Do you guys actually have Disney Plus or planning to get Disney Plus?
I have a friend with Disney Plus and I'm on that account, so.
All right. How do you like it so far, Fire?
I think it's good. I mean, I haven't watched too much stuff. Mostly, so far, I've just watched Toy Story.
Toy Story. All right.
And then I've seen, what was it? Part of episode 2 of The Mandalorian, because I walked in when they were already watching it.
Oh, The Mandalorian. Okay.
Yeah.
How is that, by the way?
I heard it's basically what's carrying Disney Plus at the moment.
I've only seen the second half of the second episode, so all I know is there's a baby Yoda, and it's adorable.
And it's memed to hell.
It is.
That's what that was?
Yes. I got on Reddit today, and that's all you see.
I mean, at this point, it's not really a spoiler, okay? It's all over the internet.
When I first saw that a couple hours ago, I was confused to hell. I was like, wait, is this like one of those creepy images that people make?
I know, right?
Like, creepy Joe Swanson, creepy Garfield, creepy Shrek.
I know.
Wait, from a show.
Oh, it's from The Mandalorian.
Yep, cute baby Yoda. Mandalorian.
Amazing. Now let's actually talk about something that's Frozen related in relation to Disney Plus. So, a work-in-progress documentary is being made called Into the Unknown, making Frozen 2, that will be on Disney Plus soon. I don't know what the specific date is, because IMDb won't list any release date for it.
Not surprising. You know, don't they already do that with a lot of their movies already? They make documentaries to show the process of making the film.
I know they did one for Frozen 1, but I don't know if they've done that for other movies.
Because I swear most movies they usually have back footage, so they make a documentary of the process of filmmaking.
Oh, by the way, Firebird, since you have Disney Plus, how would you rate the Frozen content in it? Like, can I watch Frozen and the shorts? Like,
Do not know. I have not looked on there, actually.
Okay, because I know you can watch Frozen, obviously, but I don't know if you can watch the shorts or not.
Because, I mean, I own them on Google Play, so I just watch them on there.
Oh, okay. So you have that on another platform. Okay. Anyways, Into the Unknown, Making Frozen 2, a documentary about the making of Frozen. You can already know some of how the behind-the-scenes stuff is going to... or not going to, but happened with the podcast that came out yesterday. You can find that on Apple Podcasts. The Inside Frozen 2 one, hosted by ABC. And obviously the Art of Frozen 2 book. So, but if you want even more behind the scenes, then you can go ahead and wait for this documentary to come out.
I mean, I'm definitely going to watch it when it comes out.
I mean, I don't have Disney Plus, but I'm thinking about getting it.
I don't plan on getting it at the moment.
I think my plan is to eventually get the bundle with it and Hulu, so that have Hulu.
Oh yeah, Hulu, because that's also owned by Disney now.
Yes.
Oh great! So we're back to cable now.
isn't that what it is? Basically, it's like, oh, everyone's cutting the cord, so let's disguise yourselves as streaming services. I mean, that's basically what it is.
But now, instead of buying cable, every TV channel is just going to have their own streaming service.
Yep.
Which is insane, because it's not economically viable. Every single major TV channel has their own stupid streaming service, and they're going to be charging, on average, what, $10? $10 to $14? Like, you can only have three of them at most make it viable before the bills start racking up.
Right. I was reading an article on CNBC about it, in regards to Disney at least, that they're basically not expecting Disney Plus to get any positive net revenue from Disney Plus, at least in the first year. They're rolling this out at a loss.
Yeah, the reason they're doing that, I think, is just to be massive competition to Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix has the big market right now.
I think that's horizontal integration is what that business tactic is called. But yeah, run yourself at a net loss for a little while to get rid of competitors.
Are you really going to get rid of Amazon and Netflix? Like, come on.
I don't think they're going to get rid of Amazon, because people like their free 2-day shipping.
Yeah, because let's be honest, like, most of the people who are on technically have access to the Amazon video service don't use the service. They just use it for their 2-day shipping.
Yep.
Because it's tied with so much stuff. But Netflix is still
the big... Yeah, and it even gives you Twitch Prime, too. I mean, they've got a Twitch lot of things Prime. Linked to that.
That's crazy. And if you're a Nintendo guy, you get the free Nintendo Switch Online.
For that.
I know. Bezos is racking up the money.
Is that even, for anything at this point?
What do you mean for anything?
The Nintendo Online, like, is there really a reason to get it?
Smash. That's really the only reason.
Smash Bros. Or Tetris.
Or Tetris. Or Pokemon Sword and Shield. Anyway, I guess we're going off on a tangent, so I guess that concludes everything that we needed to talk about. Any final thoughts? I presume, Firebird, since you missed pretty much half of the whole broadcast, say what your quick predictions and expectations are for Frozen 2. Go.
Expectations.
Yes.
Based on the soundtrack, I am going to be very sad at some point.
You're going to be very mad. Two.
Okay.
Well, Jay has already watched it, so FYI.
Oh, okay.
So, he has some credibility in that statement.
I do not watch it until Saturday, but I am prepared to be shaken to my core.
There was a 3:50 show near my near theater at me, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to go watch it at 3:45.
I'm watching it tonight, so wish me luck.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And oh, by the way, Fire, if you didn't know, there was some news, like Idina Menzel, Kristen Bell got their Hollywood Walk of Fames, the soundtrack was released.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And I've listened to the soundtrack, and I am mad that they cut Home. I think that song is very good.
I have no idea what that song is.
Yeah, it's an outtake, Kristen Bell.
Oh, was that the song they did at D23?
I do not know.
Oh, okay.
But if you listen to the, I don't know what it's called, but it's like they've got all the outtakes and stuff as well as the songs that they release with the normal album.
I see.
Oh my gosh, why can't I? Yeah, the deluxe edition has it in it.
Oh yeah, the deluxe edition. Okay. Yeah, I'll probably end up just getting that or just
Home. I think it's a great song, and I wish they didn't cut it from the movie, but whatever. That's my two cents.
Oh, it's at least it's on the soundtrack. Okay, good.
It is. It okay. is on the deluxe edition. So
I thought you were saying they cut it completely. So thank God. Again, I have not heard this song at all, so I'm just assuming it's good. Anyway, congrats to Idina Menzel, Kristen Bell, once again. They deserve it. Again, I was mentioning to Jay earlier, surprised that Kristen Bell only now got an award, but I guess Jay cleared that up earlier, that there were a lot more requirements to the star than I thought there were previously. Mm. And the opening weekend of Fire, if you missed, it's expected to earn about $115 to $145 million in the box office on opening weekend, which sounds accurate, you'd say?
I mean, accurate, but still, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Wait, I just realized something. Is it getting released in China, too?
On the same day?
No, just in general.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It probably is. But I don't know.
Because I know they're very restrictive about their films over there.
Yeah, it'll have to be approved by Tencent.
I think they don't allow films that allow magic for some reason.
Wait, was the original movie allowed in China?
I'll look it up later.
I just know it was very popular in Japan and South Korea. That's about it. And oh yeah, South Korea had their premiere too. Apparently it broke records there. So, guess.
Frozen 1 was released in China.
Okay.
Okay. So this is probably getting released there.
Okay, good. All right. So if there's not any more things to say, let's. I guess we'll wrap it up. Any last thoughts on the movie? I mean, I know Jay already saw it, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm seeing it tonight. I can't wait.
Since I'm seeing it Saturday, I will probably not be on the Discord or the subreddit until after I see it.
For like the next 2 days, you can hunker down.
Yep.
Social
media is my enemy.
Yeah, don't go on Reddit.
Oh God. I know. Why on the subreddit they're someone like uploaded like recorded footage from the theater. Yeah. And then they just posted it on the sub, like, oh my God.
They posted an image of the ending.
Did they at least flare it as a spoiler?
Yes.
They did.
At least for
they did, but it's like, bro. That's gonna get taken down.
I've been avoiding that sub.
Yeah, exactly.
After the premiere, I was like, nope.
Right, so, yeah. Okay, let's actually truly wrap this up. Thanks, Firebird, for the save of coming on last minute. Greatly appreciate it.
I'm glad I could be here for the last minute.
they made an official fanfic, by the way.
Oh, yes, it's called Conceal Don't Feel. I'm pretty sure you heard about it.
Mm, yeah.
It's basically, what if Anna and Elsa never knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's basically an official fan fiction released by Disney. It was released last month, I think.
Alright.
Alright, so thanks everyone for watching. Hope you guys have a happy Frozen 2 day tomorrow. Or if you guys watched it already, hope you had a good Frozen 2 experience. I can't wait to see the film. I'm sure many of you guys can't wait to as well. Thanks you guys for tuning in. I'm the Happy Jammer.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Firebird.
And we'll see you all next time. Thank you so much. See you at the spoilers end.